Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin El-Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Jay Skills, Big Jerv, and Juju Gotti. We've got a great show for you guys today. First week of 2024, and I think this episode is going to blow y'all minds. It's a great episode. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. It's new and improved. We added a new pod, the OG pod, coming to you every week. We just had one last week. We talked about Ja Morant and all that stuff. Don't want to miss that. We got the Cinephobe special edition episodes. I know you haven't listened to them all. We still got some of them that you haven't listened to. They're getting unlocked one by one. If you have listened to them, guess what? We do the Cinephobe Rewatchingtons. That's right. rewatch the movies, and you guys are interactive. You're in the chat with us. You are dropping your jokes and your observations. You don't want to miss that. Plus the Discord and so much more. It's the Count the Dings Patreon. Count the Dings Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings.
Yo, so we got two things that happened. Stanley Cups. When did that shit become a thing?
People like are, a lot of people.
No, the actual fucking cup.
No, it's Stanley, like a thermos.
The Stanley, the fucking thermos, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell y'all that I'm gonna be some real shit. I did some real naysayer shit I'm about to say right here. All that fucking like, I have a Yeti cup. It's for two people, white people and bitches. No nigga I know. They're like, oh, I need my man. It's like, you know what cups I use?
Oh, you said you did say Jones. Mm-hmm. Never mind.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
He just proved your point. I was going through my mind. Everyone has said it to me.
And on your point, I mean, going back to the Cat Williams thing, I am so glad that white people did not get involved in that. Like,
yeah.
And I feel like the Stanley Cup thing is not our thing. Like, we don't know shit about it. I'm not really going to. And we shouldn't. And we should just let that be white people business with pumpkin spice. You know what I'm saying? Whoa.
But we're not going to have his pumpkin spice to have against it straight, my nigga. It's a very delicious cup of coffee.
So, it's very nasty that you like anything pumpkin flavor.
This is what Jerv does. He drinks his pumpkin spice shit while wearing a Duke t-shirt and not watching Life. That's what this jigaboo naysayer over here does.
Life is still a very overrated movie.
Crazy.
That ain't what you said. You said that shit sucked.
Oh, yeah, no. It's ass. It's so, brother. I'm staying on it. Shout out to the OGs, though.
Oh, brother, man.
But didn't y'all think it was crazy that it was Cat Williams still got 25 million views in like however many days? And I didn't see no white people tweeting about it at all.
I'm just glad that they had the common sense now. You think it wasn't on their radar?
Or they were like,
ooh. Let the naysayers fight it out.
No, they did chime in on the part about like actors wearing the dresses, right?
Oh, I saw that. Yes.
Even Mark Lamont Hill took the time out to list 35 white males that wore a dress in.
But he's still black though. I didn't see no white people talking about it.
Which my nigga Gary Owens was talking about. Definitely was talking about him. He got name dropped.
Oh, Gary, but Gary Owens.
He gave the L that. I'm not trying to have a go back, but that's another reason I believe you got motherfuckers co-signing the shits. Why wouldn't I believe a large percentage? But, you know, my bad. Sorry. I know Trey, my bad.
Where are Aries Spears' eyebrows? I don't know if y'all saw that video.
He got a lot of
him in FaceTime, bro.
My fault. One last thing about the whole Cat Williams thing. The shit that I really hate is that every living black comedian has taken to Instagram to let us know my thoughts on the situation. I'm like, guys, I don't need everybody to chime in. Just shout out to Cypher Sounds. Trey, did you see Cypher Sounds post?
I seen it, yes.
Cypher Sounds was like, Cat Williams. I'm going to be at the DC Improv, by the way, this weekend. Make sure you get your tickets. Also, Cat Williams. I'm trying to go viral. Cat Williams.
Yo, I will say it's a win for the culture. Despite how niggas felt, despite how niggas is offended, people learned about some shit they didn't know if they were young. They went back, they tried to verify their surfaces, I mean their resources, so that they could make TikToks and say Cat was right or whoever. All the streams are up. Motherfucking
stand
comedy
with
shit.
Cat. You know what I mean?
All this shit was being ran up. Movies, you know what I mean? Stand-ups all have been streamed.
50 so Shades of Black and fucking all them shitty ass.
Right. He's terrible at picking movie roles, if we want to be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you guys think
he is funny in them, though.
In Jumanji and Central Intelligence and shit like that? No. And what's the one with what do you call it? Where he's a teacher? Night School?
Night School, Ride Along.
Well, not all of them, but, you know, there is a large pocket of Kevin Hart's probably catalog that you could just sub Cat out because he's just funny.
So I would say this, right? Kevin Hart was on ESPN. doing this podcast thing, right? Yep. He had one opportunity to win us back. We had all our attention because it's very rare. Black people, Ben did this, right? He's not ours anymore, right? He had an opportunity to like really be funny, and he took the cheesy route. I get it. Protect the bag. Cause you're beyond this. You're big. You're beyond this. You're beyond this, brother. You got a movie coming out.
What was he supposed to say? He took shots.
Jerv.
He was supposed to be funny. He wasn't funny.
He was supposed to be funny. The shot was not funny.
I'm gonna say
it was
this.
It was funny.
Let me put it this way, Jerv. It was a funny that the four of us could have done.
Yes.
It was mildly funny, but it was like, if it was us, I'd be like, this shit was funny. But it's like, he's a professional comedian. I would have thought that he would have been able to A, stay within the boundaries of being professional, but B,
and still find that ether this motherfucker cleanly. Yeah. Cleanly. Like a good line to be like, all right, look, I'm gonna do this, and then I'm gonna show you true masterclass of, like, Chappelle would have easily killed that nigga off. Like, he would have been like, hold on. Cat. You know what I mean? Like, he would have did some bullshit, right? Yeah. And that's where I put that tweet out about, like, look, bro, you had our attention. I ain't paid attention to Kevin Hart in years, family. So I'm like, all right, this is shot. I'll go watch a movie, nigga, if he had a good comeback right here. Nigga. Like, right here.
But look, Trey, I think the thing...
nigga said, you got me. I'll watch a movie if you can make me laugh right now.
Make me laugh, clown.
But this is the thing, Trey. I think what Cash it really did to me is expose how washed up all of this generation of comedians is. All of these niggas coming out saying shit, all that shit was not funny. The niggas was taking themselves too seriously. Kevin Hart was not funny. Steve Harvey didn't even say nothing. Said shit, was trying to be serious and cover for tech. Like, none of y'all niggas is funny anymore, truth be told. Like, y'all day.
I just saw Said Live maybe a couple months ago, bro. He's still, I'm not acting like he's as funny as he was back in the day, but like it was a funny show.
That goes back to my original point. It's like, the niggas are funny. They're just not like the funniest nigga I've ever seen. Like, I watched Chappelle's shit and the one that we reviewed last week, and I'm like, this nigga's the greatest living comedian, and maybe he might be the greatest comedian.
According to a few other people, he's not.
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise, but maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
I'm not even going to get on that because that shit was good 70-80% funny, and niggas was like, Cat Williams is way better than that nigga.
70% funny, that special?
Yeah, it was about 70-80.
70-80? I guess I was the only nigga laughing, I guess.
Yeah, you talking about that?
That's not Chappelle. A good percentage. That's not 70-80?
I would say like 90% of that shit was funny. Oh, 95.
Wow. I would have went closer to 55.
I mean, if it's 90, that's tiptoeing on
Jason,
the classic.
You thought that shit was half funny and half not funny?
It's like 75-80.
I got to be honest with you, my nigga.
I've moved on to Jason now.
I'm looking at what I'm looking at, and the shit that he did with Killing Him Softly and the one after with the Ja Rule joke, like that shit was like 90 to 100, right? What I'm looking at with these last four or five specials, it's a lot of long stories. Some of the jokes is hitting, some of them is not. I chuckle, but it ain't really like, it ain't hitting the same, bro. I just got to keep it funky with you.
First of all, you can't, I don't believe in grading on a curve. Like, well, if Killing Him Softly was 100, then this shit got, like, no. Like, every shit is its own shit. I sat down, I watched it, I fucking laughed, man. I thought that shit was funny. I was laughing most of the time. I thought the stories was a lot shorter, and the punchline and their stories were more clearly about the punchline than previous specials he's had, where it's like he's trying to get a message and also make it funny. This one's like, there's no message. I'm just telling the story so we can get to this punchline and laugh. And I thought that nigga killed it, man.
Remember when niggas used to just tell jokes?
The nigga always used to tell the fucking Kill Him Softly. You talk about being in the limo, going through the hood.
But that whole shit is funny. That whole setup.
So was this shit. This shit with the Russian dude and all that shit. That shit was funny, bro.
When he's talking about powerful drink, it's not as funny, bro. It's serious and it's good. But I'm talking about a nigga killing minute, second, like the whole thing. Like sometimes when a nigga's telling the story.
55. Jason, you said 55%.
55% of it was.
Meaning 45% wasn't. You think it was 45% him telling setups?
I mean, I think Jason is trying to say this. Get off Dave Chappelle dick. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, Jason.
Yes. I just try to. Hey, Juju, get on Jason's dick. How about that?
Oh, damn.
at least the dick I'm on is famous.
Oh,
wow.
And that's a clip. That's a clip. I don't give a fuck. What the fuck is up? That's a clip. That's a clip.
He's always taking too far, man.
Hey, that's the one that'll make Mason Cam faint. So in Leeds, Alabama, a man jumps into a bass fishing tub, like aquarium tub.
Yep.
Bass Pro Sports.
Yeah. So first of all, Leeds, Alabama, that is the birthplace of Charles Barkley. Let's start there.
Nice.
That's fucking wild that should happen at that. Number two is, I guess when you go to Bass Pro Fishing, they got this big ass mountain and an aquarium with fish in it and shit. In Florida, some nigga had caught one of the fish in there trying to walk out with it. Like a big ass fucking trout.
I thought it was like a marlin or some shit.
No, I wasn't. No marlin. Marlins, they can't have no marlin in there. Marlin is way too big for that. So this nigga, who his family says has had mental health issues. I should call him a naysayer. He's a white man. He strips naked and then literally climbs on top of the mountain and dives into the water. Starts doing a backstroke, everything, comes out, tells the cops who are there, "You want me, come in the water and come and get me." So the cops are just like, yo, sooner or later, he got to come out. So they just sat there and wait. This dumbass tries to climb over the edge to get out, slips, falls, smashes his head into the ground, knocked out. Cops come, cuff him up. Motherfucker comes back to life, like fucking Will Ferrell, and starts like wriggling like a fish. So the cop basically puts his hand and like holds the nigga head against the ground, and the guy starts yelling, "Record this! They're gonna kill me! They're gonna kill me!" He butt ass naked, bro. And I just said, "Man, I think that might be the, if I have mental health issues, man, just don't let me go out butt ass naked, crying like a bitch."
Slow down, mental health, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, Charles. It's unfortunate that he got put in that situation, whether he put himself in a situation or not. But again,
I'm not laughing at all.
I'm laughing. That's just
the ladies. The ladies was not being nice to him online.
Oh yeah, the shit I saw was blood.
So that was a double L. I don't even think it was.
I'm keeping it being. I didn't check. I just will put that out there.
I first seen this in the first place through a quote tweet. And the brother was quote tweeting about the man's manhood. I'm like, brother, damn, what are you doing? What is this even? So yeah, right, bro. Man. I don't know.
No, it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, man. Get caught. Good call with your underwear on or something, bro.
Yeah, man. Just keep the speedos on, bro.
He could have jumped in with the clothes, bro. Like,
it should have said something like, "I was in the pool. I was in the pool."
I get it, man.
It's a sub zero. But yeah, bro. Like, I don't know, man. At least he made it. I thought
you
were
going to
say he died, how
you
hit his head on that floor.
Nah, that'd be one hell of a way to go, though.
Butt ass naked
and dead.
Butt ass naked.
In a Bass Pro Shop.
In a Bass Pro Shop. Motherfuckers buying camo hats and shit.
Right. John Deere and them boys.
With the six seed in the Midwest region. John Deere and them boys.
I think that's it, man. I think we had a minute 30. This is a classic episode. Instant classic for 2024. I'm not gonna lie.
For sure, man. For sure. We've off to a bang this season. Pause if necessary.
It's too late for the pauses, bro. The pause has been thrown out.
My G. You should not be worried about that pause right there, okay?
That was just recalled Pause Patrol, bro.
Oh, man. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're getting all the extra content. We're doing brought back the OG pod last week to talk about the Ja Morant story that Tom wrote about. So we're going to be doing that regularly from now on. So make sure you're locked in for that. And everything else for Trey, for Jason, for Jer, for Juju. I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black, naysayers.